Two suspects accused of the murders of Keenan, aka Forbes, and Debelo Tibbs Motsoane, have been denied bail for the second time in the Durban Magistrates Court on Wednesday. The applicants, Mziwe Themba Gwabeni and Ndokuhle Ndimande, again applied for bail on the basis of new facts. However, looking at the evidence in its totality, Magistrate Vincent Hlatshwayo found there were no new facts in the case presented in the second bail application. In court last week, the applicants cited the financial hardships their families faced since their incarceration as the main reason for their application. In his affidavits, Gwabeni cited outstanding school fees amounting to 100,000 rand, which needed to be settled before December 10 last year. He said the school fees of another child had also fallen into arrears.
For purposes of this judgment and brevity, I will, where the facts are the same, deal with them together and jointly. It is the evidence of Warrant Officer Pillay that inasmuch as the investigation has been completed, the concern about the safety and well-being of the witnesses is of much concern, even more so now that the identity of the witnesses will be known. Regarding applicant number one's assertion pertaining to school fees, Warrant Officer Pillay states that this fact was raised by the applicant during the initial unsuccessful bail application and refers the court to paragraph 58 of Exhibit F, that is applicant number four's founding affidavit in those proceedings. It is therefore the testimony of Warrant Officer Pillay that what Mr. Gwabeni, applicant one, is stating herein cannot be said to be new facts because it was raised during the initial unsuccessful bail application. It is further the evidence of Warrant Officer Pillay that the fact that the minor child attended counseling had nothing to do with the incarceration of applicant number one, but the concern was about his mother, who was, according to the minor child, dying.
In his bid, Ndimande said his taxi, which earns 20,000 rand a month, was no longer in use.
Looking at the evidence in its totality, it is the view and finding of this court that the financial prejudice referred to by applicant two is self-created for him to allow such a valuable item to rot up. And it does not amount to new facts. And looking at the totality of evidence, it is the finding of this court that this court cannot and this court should not assist the applicant because the facts presented before this court are either not new and they should not be entertained, and applicant's application to be released on bail is again refused.
The matter has been adjourned to February 7 for indictments. Reporting for Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.